Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
We are back. Old School, Jay Foreman, E. Strick, Nate Brennan, brought to you by the Mercado, 84th and Havelock, certified Piedmontese, special ingredients and butcher shop. We got Strick for the one more segment here for another... What we got? 7-8 minutes, Nate?
Yeah, we can go a little long on this one. We're just gonna have to make it.
No, we'll go. We'll get Strick out. I know he's tired. We'll go 6 minutes. Strick called the game last night for Big Ten Plus. Strick, I know you probably talked about it before. Just give me your quick little synopsis of the team of the game last night.
Well, for me, what it was, I was impressed with a few things. One, I talk about it all the time. I love the size. I love that they have tremendous size. I love that they made adjustments last night. Whereas last night, we didn't have Derek Walker, so therefore it was Blaze Key this time to step up and step in. He still has got some work to do, definitely on his footwork. Mm-hmm. Because of Maine's lack of size, they took advantage of it in a lot of ways to get back into the game yesterday.
Right.
So they weren't really able to use Blaze because he didn't fit, really. They needed a little bit more movement. They had stretch fours and stretch fives and were just taking advantage of Blaze not able to get out to the ball. So when they – but here's the thing I loved. When they got back into the game, mm-hmm. Maine did, got it down to two. They got back into the game. What Nebraska used to do – what I saw different was they stayed poised.
Right.
They got more active on the defensive side, and they attacked the glass and the bucket. They didn't settle. In the past, what would end up happening is everybody would get into their own psyche and their own mode, and it would go into, I got to make a play. I got to do this. I got to hit this big shot now. And they would put extra pressure on themselves instead of just working the ball, taking advantage, getting to the glass, getting to the free throw line, doing something to push that lead back up and getting the stops. That's what I saw that I liked that was better from the past.
Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, one thing I liked, you know, and I wanted your opinion, I like – Gary to where he's extremely active, and the reason why I like it because his ability to shoot the ball, you know, follow his shot, get more extra possessions and shots, and get up off the ground is something that's just portable. He'll be able to do that against any team, and he has he has more thickness and size, and obviously playing down from the Alabama SEC, where you know you're already ready for it. So the physical play is right up his alley. I think for him, a more physical game is probably more suited to him than a clean type of, you know, skillful game.
Facts.
When you want to get down and dirty, that's the dude that really wants to do it because he can play.
He's nasty.
Play up and down. What's your initial thoughts on
Griesel?
Sam Griesel.
Are you going? Man, me and you boys.
Great minds think alike.
Yeah.
Sam Griesel, one of the things I liked, and then I'm hoping to continue to see, is he didn't seem to get sped up.
Right.
He still remained pretty poised. He played an efficient game and took what was given to him. The only couple bad, like his shooting percentage could have been even better. He took like at least, I think, two shots at shot clocks.
That he liked, but yeah.
That he had just had to throw it, you know, basically throw it up. So there's two shots, but most of the things that he took were good shots. It was good shots. And so he seemed to run with poise off the pick and roll, keep guys on his hip. Listen, don't quote me on this and saying this is – oh, Strickland said he's Luka Doncic. No, I'm saying – but the way that he was able to keep guys on his hip, come off a pick and roll, stall guys out, and then figure out where he wanted to go with the ball, whether it's to shoot a floater, get to the basket, Euro step it, kick it out, something of that nature. I like that. So – I think that length, that size, and then Bandemil and those guys, the way that they get out, the way they hit the floor, Denham Dawson, guys getting hands on balls. I was liking
that in totality. And that's just something that this is where you live.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't matter. Yeah, granted, you play against better teams, you won't have as many chances. But length and energy and getting your hands on balls is that's just every single – that's just how you live.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you about the difference between last year and this year and how they could take advantage of the size of their guards, top to bottom, if you take them all, right, versus what they had last year, and how that size of guards and, say, small forwards slash guards or whatever, you know, you like to have multiple guys that can play multiple positions, can offset – their lack of experience and size inside, you know, because, you know, you're still waiting for D-Walk to come back. Blaze needs to kind of, you know, he's going to take time for him to – his game is going to be when he kind of can get the matchups that he wants. Talk about how Fred and those guys can
– Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Really lean on that size of four guys that look the same.
Across the board.
And they can, you know, and not necessarily go small, but then they can play big. And talk about how that's so much different than last year.
Yeah, it's way different because, I mean, you're looking at across the board from the guards to the forwards, 6'7", 6'5", 6'6", 6'5", 6'9", 6'11", either with Breidenbach or with Gita.
Right.
So that's starting. Then you're coming off the bench. You're coming off with either that, Geary, 6'8". Then you're getting into 6'4", probably with but athletic is a mother, and that's Denham Dawson.
Yeah,
athletic and And so here's another key to that. I can tell that they know and they understand their roles.
Right.
So they're not. Most guys aren't trying to do something that.
They're not trying to do nothing that they're not supposed to do,
right? That's another key component. I like that, and it showed, again, that you just don't know from a given night which guy's going to be on.
Right.
But Fred's willing to go with who's hot and stay with who's hot. Bad night for Wilcher last night.
Right.
Had to sit down a little bit and just kind of wait it out because Geary was going, Tominaga got going, you know. So Tominaga was very efficient, 19 points on 20 minutes. So that's just one of those situations. But it could be his night against Omaha.
Right.
And it's tough to scout. Those things are tough to scout when each night it can be somebody else.
Right, so you always got to be on point.
You always got to be on point.
And talk about we were texting about Tominaga. Talk about his ability. Well, just, you know, last night, and this is what – look, people can't – people always say, hey, I want you to get better at this or get off better off the dribble, off the bounce, going to the hoop. But then they try to minimize it because of you playing against Maine. The fact is that if you feel confident enough to do it in a game, that means you actually made a conscious effort to get better. Talk about him. I think it was three different times he was able to drive to the hole effectively with his offhand.
Mm-hmm.
And talk about, one, how that can help the team, but then, two, how that can help him individually because I'm assuming once the Big Ten starts, teams are going to be guarding him.
They're going to run him off the three.
Yeah, run him off the three.
Mm-hmm. Tominaga, there's some great things that happened for him. One, he took into account things that he was deficient at, right? Because everybody and their mom in the scouting report was run him off the three because he won't be able to do anything else.
Right.
The best things that happened to Tominaga was playing with Japan in the European, the summer situation because that's physical ball. So what he was able to get was physicality even in the offseason when he was training, right? He was able to get – and he played well. The other things that he was able to get into the weight room, you can tell he looks a little bit stronger, a little bit bigger, a little bit more feet, a little bit bouncier, you know. So you can tell he has a little bit more of that. His handle got a little bit better.
Right.
So those are areas that you saw that there was a better increase, and his confidence didn't change because I think in the past he could have went to the bench and kind of got a little bit dejected, but he found himself and realized, okay, well, I've took some bad shots, so let me get back to getting. That's when he started attacking, and then the threes opened up from that. So that's just the thing that you can see is progression and growth in his game.
Talk about my man Goggles.
Yeah,
he plays pretty physical.
Talk about
his skill set. And, you know, him coming back from a knee injury is going to be, again, this is part of his rehab process when you're playing in the game. But talk about how big a role and how important he'll be to the overall success of the team, because he gives you flexibility, but then also he gives you a little bit of physicality as well.
Yeah, you know, he knocked down a three. He was able to hit a shot. The thing about Goggles that people don't know is he's right-handed, but he's a strong left-hand driver.
Yeah.
That's similar to me. Like, a lot of people were like, he's left-handed, but I was a strong right-hand driver.
Right.
So he's got that dynamic that sometimes you'll play him thinking that he's just a basic big man with strong right with whatever he's got, you know, and he actually can beat you off the dribble and, you know, we'll put it down, spin on you, and, you know, create some space and get some good shots.
It looked like he went and added a couple moves to his low post game.
Yeah.
Which is going to help out his mid-range and three-point game. Absolutely. So that's good. So, well, we appreciate it, Strick. I wanted to make sure the same thing I was watching and thinking last night wasn't too off.
So
I know you had your expertise, man. You looked like you was having fun over there.
Had a great time.
I know you did, man. You could tell when somebody's doing something that they love. You. Strick was over there having a ball.
I was having a great time.
Yeah, it was good that it was a good game, too, because a good game to call. So, you know, we're happy for you, Strick. You're doing big things.
Thank you.
We're going to let you go get some rest, man. I know you had a full day yesterday. Oof. I feel you, man.
I appreciate you. I hang out a little bit longer. I know DP's out of town. So
yeah, we'll get you tomorrow, man.
A lot of people are asking about DP. He's doing good. He's DP's doing okay. And he's going to be going out of town. So, there's nothing wrong with DP.
So once you get up in the friendly skies, you know everything's all good.
That's right.
We're going to head to break. Let Strick hit the road. Beat that traffic. Old School be back.
You're listening to Old School with DP and J. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.